The first new original Star Trek TV show in a dozen years debuted on CBS last night, Star Trek Discovery. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show goes where no Trek show has gone before. It's a prequel to the original Star Trek series, which also moves the saga forward.
Space may not be the final frontier for Star Trek Discovery. Instead, this show's most challenging frontier is the skepticism of all us nerds who couldn't wait to see a new Trek series, but also feared how badly producers might mess the whole thing up. I'm happy to say, after watching the first two episodes on CBS's streaming service All Access, Star Trek Discovery is a triumph. It's a series that connects to the traditions of Trek, while blazing a brand new story that refreshes a 50-year-old TV franchise. It starts with the character Michael Burnham, played by Sonequa Martin-Green.
First officer's log, stardate 1207.3. On Earth, it's May 11th, 2256, a Sunday.
Burnham serves as first officer on the USS Shenzhou. It's about 10 years before the time of Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock from the original Star Trek. Her captain, Philippa Georgiou, is played by Hong Kong action star Michelle Yeoh. The first scene between the two is on a desert planet. It's a little stilted, but it makes history. We see an Asian captain and black first officer, both female, leading a Trek TV show for the first time.
What will you do if you were stuck here for 89 years?
As a xenoanthropologist, I could reveal myself to the natives.
And you, Captain? What will you do if we're trapped here for 89 years?
That's easy. I'd escape.
And they do. Though the episode starts too slowly, momentum builds steadily and inexorably. The Shenzhou is confronted by a mysterious ship from the warrior race, the Klingons. Burnham insists to an admiral that they will attack.
They're relentlessly hostile, sir. It's in their nature.
We've had only fleeting run-ins with them for a century, and now you presume to know their motivation. Considering your background, I would think you're the last person to make assumptions based on race.
With respect, it would be unwise to confuse race and culture.
This is a Trek that's aware of the history that it's making, diversity-wise, though it was odd as a black man to see the bad guy, T'Kuvma, and many of his followers were the darkest-colored Klingons we've seen yet, as if darkening their complexion makes them more menacing. There's also a nod to contemporary issues. T'Kuvma is a charismatic populist, uniting the Klingons by manufacturing a threat from an outside culture. Make Klingons great again? Burnham is a human who has some history with Klingons. Her parents were killed by them, and she was adopted by Spock's father, Sarek, a Vulcan. Starfleet officials are skeptical when Burnham suggests shooting at the Klingons first. She says that's how Vulcans won the Klingons' respect.
They said hello in a language the Klingons understood. Violence brought respect. Respect brought peace. Captain, we have to give the Klingons a Vulcan hello.
Starfleet doesn't fire first. That's all, number one.
Burnham eventually clashes with her captain in a way that turns her into an outcast. New territory for Star Trek. CBS broadcast Discovery's first episode, but to see the rest of the series, you have to subscribe to its streaming service, CBS All Access. Which is a shame, because the first two episodes are really one story, ending with tragic twists that define the series. Alone, the first episode doesn't have the same impact. Discovery has eye-popping effects and a contemporary feel, showing a Trek universe where complex characters are still fighting to build the Federation that Trek fans have known and loved for 50 years. Mission accomplished, at least so far. I'm Eric Deggans.